guys. Hello.
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 You're listening.
I don't hear anything.
You don't hear anything.
Hello?
Your mics are on, though.
Interesting. I don't hear anything in my...
Hello, hello.
Headphones. My headphones might be dead.
Oh, your headphones are dead. I can hear.
Okay, good, headset. Good. Okay, perfect.
Okay.
It's not playing on the monitor either. I guess maybe that's just...
I do hear it in my headset, and it's very loud.
Okay. Are ours on, too? Do you hear this?
Yeah, I hear everything.
Hello.
All right, guys, you are listening to WMUC Digital College Park, and you are listening to StarCross Seniors Episode 6.
Woot, woot.
We hate to say this, but this is our second to last episode ever.
So sad.
And before we get into show, we want to play this quick PSA.
The University of Maryland Farmers Market can be found weekly at Taz Plaza. There are an abundance of producer-only vendors and a cooking demonstration, with free samples hosted every week at noon. You can find everything from fresh bread, locally grown produce, popcorn, to lip balm, and local animal products. The market runs every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the spring season from April to May and fall season from August to November.
All right, guys, we're back.
Woo-woo!
All right. So, Artie, you want to go get into the theme of this episode?
Oh, yes. Give me 1 second.
No worries.
Everything's tweaking on my computer
right
now.
Dude, it always tweaks in this room, because I can never...
Absolutely, like, this room.
The room, like the Wi-Fi or something, just never connects in time for
me.
Dude,
yeah, I agree.
It's so slow.
Anyways, okay, I got it up. So, I don't know if you guys saw our posts, but they happen to be a little fabulous, some may say. So, this week's astrology is very interesting, for sure. And I'm doing this past week, I'm not doing the future week. But this past week, Monday started off very emotional, I would say, maybe restless. Moon went from Gemini to Cancer, both very emotional signs. So you might have been feeling like you were being pulled in different directions, or kind of having a hard time getting focused or feeling focus at all. And if you did feel that, that's just that Cancer in the air. And that continued all the way through the rest of the week, actually. So emotions were very high, and there was definitely a lot of sensitivity this week. And I can say for sure I felt that. I felt that myself. I did do, or tried to do, a lot of self-care, and I hope you guys got that in. If you didn't, you know, self-care carries on. So you can do it yourselves as well, still, even though we're not in Cancer Moon anymore. But we're transitioning to a lot of different energy right now. Friday kind of, and honestly this weekend, transferred to Leo, a shift in Leo in the moon. So a lot of energy coming in after a week of maybe more calm, more sadness, even more in your feels. We're getting right back into things, and we're going to get it going. So we're going to do our little disco. We're going to get fabulous this weekend, and we're going to make up for all the sadness that we maybe felt during the week.
And Rhea, you want to talk about something special?
Oh yeah,
this
Rhea.
Weekend?
Oh my God! Like no, I don't.
You have to. You're required.
I love my fives. I'm born on 5/10. 5/10. 5/10. Which is tomorrow.
Happy
so
birthday,
So we're doing
Rhea.
The like senior birthday? Bar crawl for my birthday. Everyone's invited because
sadly,
it
I won't
is.
Be here.
Which actually sucks, Fizza, because I really want you to be there, and I actually, like, hate you.
It's because Fizza hates you,
dude,
so.
Yeah. I don't know what to say, man.
Happens.
I'm
going to
take this personally.
I'm celebrating you tomorrow morning, though.
That's true. That's
You're
true.
Celebrating her.
I'm celebrating her.
Yeah, she
Tomorrow's
is.
A real day.
Yeah,
Rhea day.
Woot, woot.
I hope you have an awesome birthday.
Thank you.
All right.
That was so fun.
That was fun.
I'm glad we got into that.
So should we start with the
songs?
Yeah,
start with the song. What song do you want to start with? You have so many good ones.
Your song.
Dude, go for it. Which okay. Which one? Pick one.
The one that is first on the
okay.
list.
Okay, go for it. That's Pink Pantherous, so it's Picture in My Mind. It's Pink Pantherous and someone named Sam Galantry. I don't
I've
listen to his
music.
I think he's low-key a producer, and he's okay. the male voice in it. Mm. I don't listen to his music, but I really listen to Pink Panther, and I have a story that goes with her, like Pink Pantherous. Like, I have a story for her. So once we finish the song, I'll tell the story.
Is it that, like, rumor?
Okay, oh,
once
no.
we get into the song.
We can also talk about the rumor, though. Don't even worry. But yeah, here is Picture in My Mind.
All right, here it is.
Similar to me, it scares me. I'm impatient, I can't wait to see what it is that brought you to be identical to me. It's frightening. Say, why are we together? Knowing we sometimes do disagree, I like it. It's a sight, you don't think like me. That's fine. But sometimes feel some way when you choose to leave. And sometimes I just can't stand to be with you. That's why that I need us all along. I had a picture in my mind. Say please don't try and call my bluff. I don't think I can try to fight it. So why are we together?
I need us all alone. I had a picture in my mind.
Say please don't try and call my bluff.
We put both of our hearts on the line. Take shots and on and I'll take mine. That burst inside the deepest dark. I've been waiting for you my whole life.
When you see me, you walk the other way. I guess it's easy to say. You never saw me that day. I'm with my intact about you. I can't be making amends. I'll never see you again. I think you're more of a friend. Knowing we sometimes do disagree, I like it. It's a sight, you don't think like me. That's fine. But sometimes feel some way when you choose to leave. And sometimes I just can't stand to be with you. That's why that I need us all along. I had a picture in my mind. Say please don't try and call my bluff. I don't think I can try to fight it. So why are we together? That
I need us all along. I had a picture in my mind. Say please don't try and call my bluff. We put both of our hearts on the line. Take what's yours and darling, I'll take mine. Half burst inside the deepest dark. I've been waiting for you my whole life. I need us all alone.
I had a picture in my mind. Say please don't try and call my bluff.
We've put both of our hearts on the line. Take what's yours and darling, I'll take mine. Half burst inside the deepest dark. I've been waiting for you my whole life.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, guys, my bad. Again, a little sneak peek into the next
sneak
song.
Sneak peek.
Yeah, so.
No, that was good. A little sneak peek.
A little more than just a little sneak peek.
Yeah, there was a way more of it. If anyone knows that song, they know what song just played. Yeah. I don't know if Taken's listening, but he totally knows that song. Yeah, he just.
Does Taken even listen? I've never, like.
Yeah, he just texted me.
Really?
Of course he listens.
Oh, my God.
Dude, he's a fan.
Is he really?
Right? Right,
like
Taken? You're a fan?
He's a fake
right?
fan.
Right, Taken?
Taken, I'm calling Taken, you right? out. You're a fake fan.
Oh. You got called out, Taken. What are you going to do about it?
What are you going to do about
he
it,
listens
Taken?
To select episodes.
Whenever he's like, yeah, I'm bored, let me just listen to
no,
it,
he Jake genuinely has listened to every episode. I will not even lie
aww,
to you.
Well, well.
Anyways, so, okay. This is, also I'm like speaking like hopefully not too loud, but because I can't hear myself in the headphones, I'm not quieter. So I'm going to definitely be speaking louder than usual. So
no,
tell
good.
Me if I'm too loud.
No, you're good.
Anyways, so I picked the song because I have a story time relating to Pink Panthers, okay? So basically, okay, this is this week's thing is fabulous, right? So it's like what songs make you feel fabulous or are fabulous in your opinion, like that type of vibe. So this song is definitely really great, and I wouldn't describe it as like, oh, it's like a fabulous song or anything like that. Like, I love this song, but it's not like necessarily fabulous. But my story time, basically, this was, I think, either my freshman second semester or my sophomore first semester. I literally cannot remember. But me and my friends, we went to Nando's, and a couple of them ordered before me, and then I went up, and I, like, liked the vibes of the person taking our orders, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, how are you? Like, I created a conversation, and then she took my order, and then she was, like, really randomly, like, no conversation going, to be honest, right now, and she was like, do you listen to Pink Panthers? And I was, like, so taken off guard. I was like, what is going on? And I was like, yes, I do. Because also this was around the time that I listened to her the most. She was, like, on my playlist the most, like, sophomore year and freshman year. So I was like, yes, I do. That's so weird. And then she was like, no, I just, like, had to ask because you literally look like you listen to Pink Panthers. And, like, that's the biggest compliment. Like, you, like, I have to be, like, you seem, like, so kind and so awesome. And, like, you're so pretty. Like, she just kept going. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, aww. Oh my God, you're so nice. Like, what the heck? Like, I've never been gassed up that way, like, in from a stranger. And that was the first time I think I've ever really experienced a stranger giving me a compliment. I like to give strangers compliments. You guys have probably seen me do that. But I have never, like, experienced it from someone else, especially in, like, this type of setting. And then I was like, oh my God, that made me so happy. I was, like, on cloud nine. It stuck in my head, and I don't know who that was. And I've never seen her again, but she has, like, my whole heart because it was so kind. And anyways, that made me feel fabulous. So that's why I chose a Pink Panther song.
Period.
That's cute. So, and that was a really odd compliment, too. So it was, like, something that stuck in my head.
Yeah.
So my question for you guys is, what is, like, an odd compliment or even slightly odd or, like, just not regular, like, you're a pretty compliment that you've gotten that, like, stuck with you or that you can remember?
I feel like, well, okay, I feel like more than just, like, oh, you're pretty or, like, you're funny, like, those are the compliments that I get a lot. I feel like the ones that, well, there's one that's coming to me that I feel like really stayed with me and made me feel like, oh my God, I actually feel good about myself. Was there's this girl like a couple years ago, and I would see her, she, like, moved here from a different country. And she, I remember I used to see her a lot at, like, events, and then I remember one time she was sitting next to me and she's like, Fizza, like, every time you're here I always have such a great time. And, like, she was like, you make me feel, like, very comforted, and, like, I feel like I can say anything
That's
around
so
you.
Cute.
And I was like, I feel like
That's
that compliment was, like, made me feel good, because I feel like a lot of the times, like, and this was something I'm getting philosophical, but you know, like, when you die and, like, people always say,
why,
like,
always talk about
the
that?
Things. No, because I feel like I think about it, like, how do I want to live my life?
Yeah,
no, like,
no,
that helps me, like, think about how do I want to live my life and how do I want to be remembered? And I feel like that made me feel like that's how I want to be remembered, is, like, how you treat people, because that's how people really feel. Like, people don't remember what you looked like, nor do they care, really.
Yeah.
And they don't remember, like, was she funny or, like, cool. Like, they don't care about that when you're old. They care about how did you make that person feel. Like, how did, like, when I'm older, I'm gonna think about, like, someone that I knew died, I'm gonna be like, how did they made me feel very, like, comforted and warm and, like, happy, and they were very kind to me.
I like that.
So I feel like when someone gave me that compliment, I was like, that's how I want to be remembered, is, like, I treated people well.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I like that.
So hopefully.
I also like feeling like I'm making other people comfortable. I feel like that is, like, so important.
Yeah.
You know? But I feel like for me, my biggest compliment has usually just been, like, you give older sister energy. You know what I mean?
That's cute.
Where it's, like, I feel like for a lot of people, like, I just kind of, like, I don't know. Like, I think that they see me as, like, kind of taking care of them a little bit sometimes. And, like, I feel like I do that a lot with Eileen, where it's, like, we kind of, like, I feel really comfortable around her and she feels, like, very comfortable around me. And so I feel like that kind of, like, compliment is just so awesome, where it's, like, you know, like, it's, like, you broke all the barriers and now you're just comfortable around that person.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are, like, I think those kinds of compliments mean more than just, like, oh, you're really pretty, or, like, oh, you're cool. Like, you know what I mean? That's just,
no,
like,
yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
Like,
because
that's when you really get to know a person, is you give them a unique compliment.
No,
or, like, from a stranger, that's even cooler to get that.
Yeah.
So,
No, and I feel like also, like, yes, granted, like, those compliments do feel the best. Like, if someone
tells you how they make you feel, or like how you make them feel, I think that always feels good, right?
Yeah.
But also, like, there's an extent of like, oh, you're so pretty, gets like old and boring. Yeah. But there's also an extent to like, you don't hear it that often anymore. Like, I think in the, like, day-to-day life, like from your friends, maybe you get it on social media, but like no one sits there and like, you are so pretty. I remember there was a moment that I was like sitting there and I keep talking about Taken, but this was Taken. I took my glasses off, and then he was like, and someone was playing with my glasses, and then he was like, Artie, you're so pretty.
Aww.
And they, like, see, like, Taken, those mean something. Like, they penetrate your soul. It's not like the, oh, you're so pretty, you're so funny type of thing. But, like, I think it's more like a compliment means something when you can tell, like, they took a moment and they were thinking about you. And then they told you what they were thinking about. Like, that's beautiful. And I love when people express that feeling.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I get that.
It's a nice little pause from, like, the chitter chatter of life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So philosophical.
So beautiful.
Uh-huh.
Who would have thought this question would turn into that?
Yeah.
It's a very stupid question, I won't lie.
No, I think that, like, the way that we've experienced compliments, I think, like, really shapes your self-identity and, how you want to live your life.
Yeah, so, I agree.
No, I think it was a good question, a great question.
Because I feel like everyone kind of cares, like, how they're perceived. And whether, like, no matter what extent it is, like, you kind of care how you're perceived and, like, how you make others feel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, like, compliments are just, like, reinforcement, like a feedback loop.
Yeah. Some compliments get old, though.
Some compliments get old?
Yeah.
What gets old for you?
I feel like any compliments I've gotten on my appearance or, like, my personality, I'm just like, all right.
You're over it?
I'm over it.
I understand.
All right. Should we move on to the next song?
Oh, yeah. Who's next?
Rhea.
Rhea, go next.
Oh, my God. The next song is More Than a Woman by Bee Gees.
Bee Gees.
I always feel like you pick very interesting songs.
Really?
I feel like I've heard... Is this not like the More Than a Woman song? Or is it a different one?
Oh, is it that?
More Than a Woman.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love
it's
this
a popular
song.
It is a popular song.
Do your intro.
More Than a Woman by Bee Gees. Let's get into it.
All right.
Let's get into it. I love this song.
Suddenly you're in my life.
Okay, off air, I got the biggest compliment from Artie.
Oh, yes, she did.
And I just thought it was funny because it was like what we were just talking about. She was like, I'm going to add this to my playlist. And I was like, girl. And she does that often, too.
I do
every
do that.
Time
I steal
like,
your
wow.
music. I love it so
I
much.
I love.
Dude, I love your music. Music is such a love language.
No, I agree.
I feel like you treat it that way.
I do.
I do. As you should.
But for this song, I just added this because it's like a really, really, really good, like, upbeat song, you know?
Oh, yeah. Love this song.
Really, really good.
Really, really good.
Really, really good.
Really.
And the song makes me feel like I'm, like, dancing in a meadow.
Yeah.
You know
no,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I'm frolicking.
Yeah. It's such a frolic song.
And I feel like music can give me, like, a high that nothing else can. And it can put me, like, in a really good, happy, like, goofy mood and make me feel really good. So that's why I chose this song for Fabulous.
I love it.
But
well done.
What gives you, like, what gives you guys, like, the thing that makes you, like, go completely carefree, let go, and, like, feel fabulous?
I mean, I feel like, yeah, I was going to say dancing.
Yeah.
But the thing is, for me personally, is that, like, when I'm out and, like, dancing and there's other people, I feel so self-conscious.
Really?
And it's something that I still feel. And it's,
that's
like,
fair.
I'm, like, my goal is to, like, get over it, like, fully, fully over it so I can, like, dance without feeling conscious.
Mm-hmm. Dude, tonight.
Dude.
we'll get it done.
Oh my god,
I feel like for me it's dancing in the mirror, you know what I mean?
No, yeah, dancing in the mirror, because that's when you don't have to worry about it. Yeah,
yeah.
I also think singing for me, but that's again like self-conscious, just doing it on my own without like other people like hearing
it.
You gotta start doing it in front of us at least.
No, it's just like, it's just like the self-consciousness.
Microdose it.
I think I just need to get over, like, just realizing that other people, like, nobody cares. Like,
nobody
everybody's
is.
In
nobody
their own world.
Looking.
No one's looking.
Not
but, you know,
human.
Like, people, like, I'm like, am I looking at other people dancing? And I'm like, no, I'm not.
Not
so,
really.
So, like,
not.
It's fine. No. But concerts are a great place to dance without anyone watching, because nobody just cares that you're there.
They're
watching the artist.
Yeah.
That's when I've been able to, like, really, like, enjoy myself.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. No, I agree with dancing. I love dancing while cooking when I'm alone in the apartment.
Oh, I can see you doing that. I can see you.
You see it in your life.
Oh, I can see it in my head, and I've also seen you doing it.
You've seen me doing that? Yeah. Don't say that. I can never do it again.
No, her dancing to the Ratatouille music, like making pasta.
I will lie, I have done that.
Yeah, I know you. That's so you, bro.
That is
But I do love dancing. Something about, like dancing... Like, dance breaks. I don't know if you... Have you guys watched Grey's Anatomy?
Yes.
Yeah. They do dance breaks during... Wait, it's
what?
Like, Dance It Out. Like,
I've
Meredith
never
and
seen
Christina.
That.
That's, like,
oh,
their thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember
Dude,
that.
Ever since I watched that show, I'm like, bro, they're on to something.
Dude,
and now,
why haven't we
nervous,
done that?
I dance.
Why haven't we had, like, group dance
Dude,
breaks?
Dude, let's do it. Let's get jiggy with
down.
It.
Dude, I'm not gonna lie. I think that would take our friendship to a whole new level.
Bro, for sure. That's, like, bonding.
Dude, no, yeah. We no, kind of yeah. have. I think, like, in the past, like, remember, like, that one time we did, like, Just Dance or something?
Yeah.
That
oh,
was
yeah.
fun. Even though I was on the couch the whole time.
Ooh.
But, like, it was entertaining to watch.
Yeah. We kind of did that the other night where we were, like, we already mentioned this, but after Artie's birthday... We were, like, dancing outside in the rain.
No,
yeah,
I wasn't
was
there
so
for that part.
You missed that.
I know.
You hate us. It's fine.
Yeah, I do.
No,
do.
It's totally fine.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah.
At least it's equality. You're missing both our birthdays.
No, yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
100%.
That's perf. I really liked that question. That, like, made me happy.
Happy.
Yeah,
happy. Yeah. Because anyways, I feel I'm fabulous happy. When I'm happy. When I'm confident and happy.
Banana?
I'm fabulous.
Sorry.
Banana.
I thought about the Minions.
Banana.
There's a woman who recently won the world record for the most Minion memorabilia.
What the hell?
She went to
see
Despicable Me. She went to see Despicable Me with her children, and they were 10 years ago? No, when was it? Whenever Despicable Me came out.
10 years ago? No, there's no way.
She was, like, obsessed with it. And then she, like, has, like, she spent, like, $100,000 or something on Minion memorabilia.
Can
oh,
you
wow.
explain
I
what
feel
that
like
is?
You should be saving that money
oh, you're
for
right.
Your
it's been more than 10 years.
Yeah, but like, she can, like, she'll never have this life
right?
again.
Right?
You
know, she's
know?
Living
she's
it, no,
minionizing.
It's a little creepy, though. I did look at the pictures, and she has a room full of Minion things.
Oh.
But I do love Minions and bananas.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I can't say I would live my life the same way, but she's doing something.
It brings her joy.
Wait, can you explain to me what... Okay, so I'm Googling this. Minion mobilia.
Memorabilia.
Memorabilia.
Girl,
what is that?
It's like it's merch.
Memorabilia is a name for merch?
Kind of.
Dude, like that's the first time I've ever heard of that.
Let me give you the exact
memorabilia.
I've only heard of merchandise. In merch. I've never heard of the term. I thought memorabilia was like
objects
a Minion mobile.
Because of their historical interest.
Oh.
Memorable objects.
You know, maybe they're like investment pieces. Maybe they're not just like.
No, she's definitely keeping them.
There's no way.
No, like the price goes up. It's like, oh, you buy this Minion like automobile.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then
no,
the price
she said
goes
like
up.
Some of them are up to like $1,000.
Right? So like what if it is
See,
an
look,
investment piece?
Honestly,
that's kind of smart.
For world's largest Minion collection.
Dude, that's crazy. I cannot lie.
Because like imagine like you buy it for like $1,000, right? And then she can basically pay off her children's tuition with the Minion statue.
Hopefully by the time they go to college, she does that.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
I don't I don't think anyone's gonna, I don't know of a single person who would buy that.
I don't know if by the time her children go to college, I'm assuming they're small children, that Minions would be even a thing.
A thing? Like, you don't think people will, like, remember
that?
No,
I think Minions are, like, forever.
That's what I'm thinking. It has to be forever.
Fully. Sorry.
Like, there's gonna be some grandma out there, because I feel like a lot of the, like, moms right now love their, like, Minion memes, you know?
I'm not gonna lie, I'm gonna be that grandma.
No, but, like, in 20 years, there's gonna be some grandma out there that's like, I want a 1,000, like, she's old, you know? Like, she has nothing else to live for, like, she has the money.
Yeah.
Right. And she's like, I want a, like, $100,000 Minion statue in my house.
No, yeah. I
love that so much,
right? And also, think about what people buy, like, how much money people spend on stupid things nowadays. Like, you know those Girl Scout cookies, those raspberry ones? They were selling for, like, hundreds of dollars on eBay.
Oh.
And, like, Squishmallows. I used to work at Hallmark. And, like, people would literally, like, okay, I don't know if I can say this, but, like, some people at work would, like, stash certain Squishmallows in the back because they could resell it on eBay for, like, hundreds of dollars. Like, the rare ones. And people would buy them. Like, people would literally drive in from, like, other cities. Like, Tennessee, there was this guy from Tennessee. He drove in and literally came to our store just to look for, like, special edition Squishmallows.
That's awesome.
To sell them on eBay.
That reminds me of those, like, Thai. Was it, like, the Thai little stuffies where, like, everyone thought that they would become, like, really investment pieces? And then, like, there was this one divorced couple who, like, literally at their divorce hearing split up those tiny little, like, stuffed animals because they thought that they would
that's
be worth,
crazy.
Like,
dude, I'm not gonna lie, that's
hundreds
crazy.
Of dollars.
But that's
dude,
real.
I'm not gonna lie, like, that just makes me love humans.
And they were, like, no, like, now it's, like,
oh, it's
they're,
for profit,
like, you find
though.
Them at the thrift store. Like, they're not dude. Worth mm-hmm. thousands of dollars.
You never know what is. That's the thing. It's a gamble.
It's,
you don't
like,
know what
trends,
could be.
You don't
yeah.
know.
Like Squishmallows, who would have thought people
who
would pay for
thought?
That? Yeah.
Yeah.
There's just like stuffed
so
animals. So odd.
So mm-hmm. odd. Do you want to do right. a song? I want to make sure you get
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I'm going to do a song.
What song? Which one? I'm excited. No, you have to pick a good one.
Dude, both of my songs
no,
are good
ones. No,
they're
so good, but I'm so excited for which one you pick.
Okay, I'm going to do... Oh, you guys are going to get annoyed at me for this one.
It was Beanie Babies, sorry.
Beanie Babies?
Beanie Babies.
Low key, I see why they thought those would be big.
Yeah.
Like, low key, they were awesome.
No, yeah.
They were awesome.
My
it's
mom
just,
did not buy me.
You don't know. Beanie Babies, you know, I've never heard of that until now.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
You lived under a rock.
Dude, I'm like, not going to lie. Like, no I way. Was at Hallmark and all I could think about were those freaking Squishmallows.
That's it.
Like, that's it, dude.
Maybe that's why. I don't know. Yeah. Beanie Babies were, like, huge in middle school.
They were.
Yeah. For me, it was, like, Silly Bands in elementary school.
Silly Bands.
And, like,
oh.
Rainbow Loom in, like,
dude,
middle
bring
school.
Bring back Silly Bands.
Dude,
no,
those
I agree,
are, like,
but,
ugly.
Like,
I can't even
low-key,
lie.
Low-key, like, cut off my circulation.
No, and it's, like, I enjoyed it.
So bad. Yeah.
Dude,
honestly,
Rainbow
Loom,
though,
dark
I liked
one.
The
better.
Glow-in-the-dark.
Oh, the glow-in-the-dark ones were fire.
Dude,
I
got bullied on the bus and had to give up my glow-in-the-dark ones.
Why?
It was terrible. I was literally in elementary school, and this girl, she was, like, a fifth grader, and I was a first grader. And she came up to me and she was like, I'm going to smack you if you don't give me your Silly Bands. And I was like, what are you talking about? And she used to do this like every day. She was like, made me cry every day. But this one like really got to me.
That,
and it was a dolphin.
That reminds me, like, pick on someone who's smaller than you, like my dad.
That's
no,
crazy.
So funny. My dad, segue. He like, we recently got new carpet like installed, and I was the only one who wasn't home for this. And he was like, who picked out this carpet color? It's so ugly. I know it was Rhea. And I was like, I wasn't even
That's
home.
Crazy.
So always pick on the younger ones. Always pick on the baby.
It's like,
because they
farted.
Can't defend themselves. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who
it's always
must
the
be
baby.
The youngest one. But
yeah,
I always,
always
take credit. I always take credit for farting.
Yes, you do. Fizzle.
I always blame it on
yes,
Unch.
And it's always Unch's fault. So.
It really is. He has really stinky diapers. Like, it like really stinks up the entire room. I swear. I don't know what my aunt is feeding him, but it is not normal food,
dude.
Not baby food.
I don't know.
Maybe his bowels are too good.
Yeah.
They're just going.
I mean, he is like a chunkster, so.
Oh, wow.
Sorry. I'm picking on the younger one.
Dude, when he watches this, like when he listens to this in like years, he'd be like, why did you talk?
No, literally. He's going to listen to this one episode and be like, you're not my cool aunt anymore.
Yeah, no, literally.
All right, Fizza, what's the choice?
I think I changed my mind. I'm going to do the other one instead of the one I was going to do, which will be obvious. I'm going to do The Sweet Escape by Gwen Stefani. The reason that I'm doing that is the other one, I like that question as like an exit.
Okay, we'll do
this one.
We have to play Tribe in the Indies. Low key, I would like choose that song too. So that's both of our songs.
Okay, dude, I just had to have that
dude,
song.
Like, I love that. And I don't know why that didn't even come to my mind.
Dude,
like
that song, I was just like, I need that.
I love
to play
that. No, as you should.
Okay, but right now we're gonna do The Sweet Escape by Gwen Stefani. Perf.
Sweet, I know I've been a real bad girl. I tried, I didn't mean.
All right.
We back.
Back. That was The Sweet Escape by Gwen Stefani.
So much joy in that song.
Yeah. This is like such a fun classic pop song. I feel like it fits the theme of our episode, like fabulous. I feel like when I listen to the song, I feel fabulous.
Oh, yeah.
Like, for sure.
Absolutely.
And I feel like a lot of the songs like back in the early 2000s like had that sort of energy to them. Yeah. Like very like girly pop.
Vibes, like,
yeah, just like having fun, like the movies, like Legally Blonde, like
dude,
all of
literally
those, like Clueless, ugh, like they just have that energy to them.
It doesn't get better than that.
No, yeah, I just love that. I wish more movies were like that.
Everyone should watch One of Them Days.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
So good.
One.
It's with SZA and with Kiki
Palmer.
Oh, I
watched that. Oh. It was really good.
It's so
good.
Oh,
I've heard
it
of that. Is really that that's the one? Oh, you just said it. SZA's in that one.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's like based off of an older movie where it was like a bunch of guys. But yeah, yeah. It's so good.
It's so genuinely, good. I loved it so much. Snan and I watched it.
Dude,
it was
I'm
so good.
Gonna watch it.
Dude, should. Highly recommend.
One day. So for this song, my question is, what is your escape from reality, and how do you build that escape? Kind of a interesting question.
Oh. I feel like your answer to this will be good.
Yeah, I want you to start off. I want you.
No,
to
I don't
start
want to start. Oh, guys, I don't even have. Like,
oh,
I didn't even think about it.
honestly, rotting. I love to rot. That's my escape. I, like, literally, like, sit on my couch and I watch, like, right now I'm watching this show called Girlfriends.
Ooh.
And it's just, like, on the background the entire time. And it's, like, I just sit on the couch and every once in a while Kaya comes in and she, like, sits with me.
Aww.
And I'll just be, like, rotting while doing, like, coding work or, like, touch design or Unity Engine work.
That's your, like, background show?
Yeah, it's my background show.
I enjoy that.
That's my escape.
I like that. That's a nice escape.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I guess I feel like my escape right now is just, like, in between things, when I have like a really short amount of time to do something, what I do is I just like lay on my bed and I watch TikToks. Like, it's just like my favorite thing to do. I don't know how to explain it, but it's only when I have like a limited amount of time because that like forces me to like get off of it.
Yeah.
But I love doing that. It makes me like so, I don't know. It's like a good, and I usually watch mukbangs, so that's.
Mm-hmm. I can't do that because then I get angry.
When you watch mukbangs?
When I watch mukbangs, because I'm like, I want to eat that food, and I'm like really upset.
Oh, no, I understand. No, it's more like eating with my eyes for me.
Really?
Yes.
No, like, I understand that, but it's like, wow, like, now I'm hungry, and now I want to eat that, you know?
No, yeah, that's real. Okay,
and, like, a lot of times, too, mukbangs, like, are not vegetarian friendly. They are not. Like, I can't even eat
this. You can't even eat it,
But do you crave eating meat ever?
I do if they eat it well. Like, I feel like you said this before, where it's like, wow, that... No, Kaya said this. She was like, this girl eats really good. Because, like, the way that she was eating was, like... It was so satisfying,
I totally understand
that. So, like, if they're eating really good, like, I will want to eat that meat.
No,
like,
I understand
I don't care.
That.
I don't
care that it's meat.
Yeah. But, like, not, like, regularly. Like, I won't, like, smell it and be like, wow, I want that. But, if someone is eating it really satisfyingly, I'm like, wow, like...
That looks good.
That looks really
interesting.
Good.
Interesting.
Yeah. If someone eats well.
Eats well. I like that.
Yeah.
Like, not even, like, the content, but, like...
They eat well.
The physical.
Yeah, no. I complete...
Well.
There is technique to it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have my preferences.
For mukbangs?
Yes, I do.
I
continue.
Feel like
what's
I,
your
I
answer?
Like, I like watching Trisha Paytas' mukbangs.
Dude, don't say that.
Dude, I said
she
it.
She does eat well, though.
She eats
Her
so well.
Her and Tana together eat so well.
Dude, yeah.
Oh, I do like Tana.
They eat so well.
Dude, yeah. I just freaking love watching Trisha Paytas eat. Like,
there was
so
one
so
where
specific.
They had a mukbang together, and she literally was like, yeah, like, Tana, I love eating with you because you don't care. Like, you will get everything, and you will try everything, and I love that. And, like,
That's
they
awesome.
Both also, like, the way that they eat.
It's so satisfying.
It's so
specific.
Satisfying.
I need to rewatch these.
Yeah.
I don't remember
liking
it.
And, like, the thing is that, like, what she eats is, like, so, like, kid meals. Like, she'll eat, like, Domino's pizza and, like, chips. Like, stuff
That's
that I would
why
enjoy
you like
eating it.
It.
Like, it's just stuff that's, like, anybody would like it. You know
no,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't have to be, like... Like, I'll see, like, crawfish on my
Dude, I
page
love
and I'm
watching
like,
crawfish
oh God,
boil
ew.
TikToks.
No, I hate that.
Dude, I love it so
I
much.
Hate
I want to eat crawfish so
oh my
bad.
God, no.
I love seafood.
Dude, I hate
I love
seafood.
Watching seafood boils. I won't lie to you.
I've never seen that.
God.
It's not charged
don't,
on.
Don't
Dude, I'm not
going to
lie. Like,
that
it low-key,
like,
makes me want to, like, kill myself.
Oh. Dude.
Really?
That's...
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Dude, you didn't answer the question.
No, I did.
You did?
My mukbangs.
Oh, your mukbangs?
Yeah.
I feel like, okay, for me, I feel like what I do to escape from reality is just, like, I like to live in my head. I'll, like, fantasize, like, just, like, build a fantasy in my head. On TikTok, I feel like I don't really scroll. I just like listening to the audios while I walk around, like, edit audios specifically. Like, I'll just, like... Just keep like it'll be on while I'm
right.
working.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not even watching. I just like have it on in the background,
yeah.
and I'll just like daydream. I feel like I'm a chronic daydreamer. Like if I'm like, or I'll just talk to myself a lot and I'll like talk through situations.
Well, yeah, I used to do that when I was a kid a lot, and like that was before I had like a phone or access to TV. So like, you know, like I really had nothing to do.
No,
I still
used to do that,
that
a lot as a kid, and I think that I need to like go back to that. Like I think I need to like like I already like lost a lot of my subscriptions because like I'm not a UMD resident anymore. So like, I think I'm just gonna go like full fledged with it. Like chuck my phone somewhere for the entire day.
Yeah,
like just go completely full thoughts.
Do it. I think we need that. We need that more often.
No, yeah. I agree, dude.
Beautiful. Maybe I'll be, like, a fully conscious human, you know?
Oh, you never know.
Talk to yourself, into that extra 10. Is so helpful because you can, like, talk through situations and, like, make yourself understand what
happened. Dude, I swear, like, I talk in my head so much, but I never say it out loud.
Oh, I say it out loud, dude. And,
Do you have internal monologue?
Dude, I have internal monologue, but I also, but that internal monologue, like, comes out. And my roommate, I feel like she's heard me like, dude, yesterday when I was on FaceTime,
I would tweak if I heard my
roommates talking to themselves. Dude, I'm not gonna lie, yesterday on FaceTime, I was, everyone had left the FaceTime call and it was just me on the FaceTime.
Did you talk?
And then I was like, oh my God, it's just me. And then Malaya and Jack joined and they're like, Fizza, we heard you saying, oh my God, it's just me. And they were laughing about it. Cause I was like, nobody's joining, like, it's just me, like, I wish people join, like I was just talking like that, and I didn't expect anybody to join, and they're like, we heard you like talking to yourself. I was like,
as you
like,
should,
I don't
honestly
know what say.
Do what brings you joy, dude. Do what brings you joy.
It's not even like it brings me joy, it's just like I just how I am, I just talk to myself.
Well, it does bring joy then.
Yeah, I don't know, man, it's just like sometimes I'm like, I wish I didn't say that out loud, but I did.
Maybe that one work on, but the other ones.
All right. Should we move on to another song?
Yeah, absolutely. Which song do we want to do next?
Do you want to do
your extra song?
Oh, yeah. So I chose F Me Pumps by Amy Winehouse, and we're going to get into it because you're going to see why this song is so awesome and amazing and cool and wonderful and genuine and awesome and
I'm ready.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm ready. Okay.
Cutesy and fun and awesome and wonderful.
Okay, let's do it.
When you walk in the bar and you're dressed like a star, rocking your F Me Pumps. And the man notice you with your Gucci bag crew. Can't tell who he's looking to. Cause you all look the same. Everyone knows your name. And that's your whole claim to fame. Never miss a night. Cause your dream in life is to be a footballer's wife. You don't like players. That's what you say, what you really wouldn't mind a millionaire. You don't like ballers, they don't do nothing for ya. What you'd love a rich man 6'2" or taller. You're more than a fan, looking for a man. What you end up with one night stands. He could be your whole life, if you got past one night. But that part never goes right. In the morning, you're vague. He's on to the next. And you didn't even get no taste. Don't be too upset if they call you a skank. Cause like the news, every day you get pressed. You don't like players. That's what you said. But you really wouldn't. You'd love a rich man 6'2" or taller. You can't sit down right, cause your jeans are too tight. And you're lucky it's ladies' night. With your big empty purse, every week it gets worse. At least your breast costs more than hers. So you did Miami, cause you got that for free. But somehow. You did too much ease.
You should have known from the jump that you always get dumped. So dust off your fuck me pumps.
She's just so real. I love Amy Winehouse. She's just so messy and confident, and like she really like she embodies something that rhymes with hunty.
Ah, yes. Well, yes.
Oh, yeah.
She does. She's, like, dead, right?
She's, yeah.
That's so
rest
sad.
Rest in peace. Rest in
R.I.P.
peace.
Amy Winehouse.
But she's
so
like, airing
awesome.
Out her business for everyone, you know? Like, the millions of people that listen to her songs, yeah. She's just airing it all out, and she's
yeah,
just
she
confident
should.
With it. Like,
own it.
She is owning it, mm-hmm. yeah. So, do you think there's, like, a power in being messy or, like, imperfect in public? And why do you think people are drawn to that kind of authenticity?
Interesting question. I like this question.
Yeah.
That was a good question.
Thank you.
I don't think it's about being messy in public. I don't think being messy is necessarily a mm-hmm. good thing. Like, actually being messy,
yeah.
like,
yeah.
being a, like, not a klutz. Like, I guess you can't help it if you're a klutz, but, like, dropping things and pushing
yeah.
things over. Like, I feel like you should know.
Or, like, socially.
Especially
messy.
As an adult. Yeah. Like, yeah. especially as an adult, like, don't be doing that. But I feel like being yourself, like, completely unapologetically
mm-hmm.
in a public setting, like, not caring, oh, like, that person thinks this, like, not
no,
caring.
I
feel like that's just, it's so valued because no one does that anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there was a point in time when it didn't seem so scary to, like, be yourself completely. Just because, like, there wasn't much going on. Like, the only place you could be yourself is around other people just because, like, there's no social media. Like, there's
yeah.
no way to be fake. But now we have, like, all these avenues we can be kind of, we can literally tailor the way people see us.
Yeah.
So now we feel forced to tailor ourselves in person.
Yeah,
and I think
I
that's,
that.
Like, a huge difference maybe in life. And that's probably why people love when someone's authentic.
Yeah.
Because it's just
yeah.
so different.
Yeah. No, I agree. Mm-hmm. I'm, like, for me, it's, like, I'd rather prefer someone who is, like, just themselves and,
yeah.
like, doesn't really care. And, like, almost kind of only cares about themselves, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Yeah,
like,
in some
not,
ways.
Like, completely, like, narcissistic, but, like...
But, yeah.
Kind of only cares about, like, what they're doing rather than someone who is just so, like, worried about their self-image and, like, how they are perceived in the world and, like,
yeah.
trying to be, like, oh, like, I'm so perfect, you know?
Yeah,
when,
no,
like,
absolutely.
No one is perfect.
No one's perfect. Absolutely.
Yeah. I agree with that. I feel like, and I feel like also as, like, women... We also are, like, held to, like, a different standard of, like,
mm-hmm.
we have to be perfect. We have to, like, be pretty and we have to, like, be, like, interesting and, like, have opinions but not have too many opinions.
Yeah.
Like, be outspoken
yeah.
but not, like, annoying. And
yeah.
just, like, all these, like, standards. So I feel like when you meet, like, one other woman that's just, like, I'm just going to be myself and it is what it is.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. you know, whether I meet those standards or not is irrelevant because who cares?
Yeah.
Who decided those standards?
Absolutely.
No, like, it doesn't matter.
No, absolutely.
So I feel like that's refreshing and, like, it makes you feel like, you know what, if she is fine with not holding herself to those standards, and why should I
yeah.
should just also yeah. be myself. And so I think it can also be inspiring to other people to feel more confident in who they are
oh,
and
yeah.
not like hold themselves to some like unnecessary standard that's not even real, that
no
one meets.
It's literally
no
not even
meets.
Real
yeah it's
yeah.
not real.
It's created by men, to
it's
be
created
honest.
By men in society, and honestly even other women,
yeah,
like it's sometimes like insecure women will put that
yep.
on each other,
yeah,
and it's
absolutely.
Just like you don't need to do that because
no.
none of us will ever meet that standard ever.
Mm-mm.
So, yeah, I think that also makes me drawn to people in that way because I'm like, you're just being yourself and I love that.
Yeah,
and also, like,
sub
question. Is there something that you do to sort of, like, test your social or, like, public images? Like, I feel like one thing that I do and, like, it's kind of strange is that I, like, pretend that I know people in public.
Yeah, you do that.
So, like, I'll be like, oh, my God, hey, it's been so long. So great seeing you. Like,
the classic prank.
Yeah. And, like, it's just, like, kind of fun, you know? Like, is there anything
yeah.
that y'all do just to, like, mess around? Like, just be a menace, but, like, not, like, too much of a menace? Just be a little, like, imperfect in public.
I think I tend to talk to strangers. I don't
yeah,
need to
yeah.
do. I don't do the bit. I just like talk to them.
Yeah.
yeah. I don't know. It just like happens very like natural. If it's gonna happen naturally, I do
yeah.
it naturally. Especially like elevators, I try to talk to people in elevators.
Yeah.
I do try
mm-hmm.
to do that. I think that's fun. I feel like
yeah.
it's like you're in a confined space, like it's, you might as well.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if they look like open to it or they don't have headphones in. But I don't know. I feel like maybe I should do that more, but I don't think I, like, test myself socially.
Really? I also, like, used to do this thing, which is kind of, like, also strange. Mm-hmm. I'm, like, airing out all of my business. But I used to create, like, fake Twitter fan pages and then try to start, like, Twitter beef among other, like, fandom. Like, you know all the Twitter fandoms?
Yeah.
Like, I, like, you were follow a bunch of people.
Did you, like, do that to me? Because I had, like...
I might have, like, honestly, I don't even remember.
There was, like,
right
a
now.
Huge, like, fight between, like, Nicki Minaj fans and, like, Billie Eilish fans.
No way. Why?
Dude,
that's
like,
so
it
random.
Just was, like,
that doesn't even make sense.
Dude, just, like, there was just things going on,
because I was, like, it's on the internet. Like, it's, like, these are random people, like,
no, yeah,
you
as
know?
You should. Although that can go very wrong very fast.
Yeah, but, like, not really, because it was always something, like, kind of, like, stupid, like, oh, like, your character sucks.
Oh, well, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like, it'd
yeah,
be, like, an avatar, like, fandom.
Trolling.
No,
I love
people.
That.
I like
love
to troll people on Roblox, because I
yes.
know they're just kids. Because
they're children.
Because they're children. And
like,
some of them
going
can be
back
mean.
To picking on someone who is smaller than you.
Yeah. Dude, I love doing it. I'm just a menace. But honestly, I get, like, bullied on, like, okay, one time my sister, she, like, came home, like, she was crying, and I was like, what are you crying about? And she was like, someone called me a poopy face.
Dude, bring back those
she
type of insults, crying. Honestly.
She was like bawling, and I thought like maybe someone had like bullied her, like said something mean. She was like, they called me a poopy face.
On Roblox.
And she was like fully like tears. This is when she was like maybe like 6 or 7.
That's so cute. Is that
Sophia? Like, Sophia, yeah.
That is adorable.
Yeah, she was just, and then I joke about it her now. I was like, do you remember when you cried when someone called you a poopy face? And she's like, no, I didn't. Like, That didn't happen. I was like, that was only like a couple, like she's 10 now. Like,
no,
that
I
was only
that.
A couple years ago.
I feel like we have to bring back those insults.
Those insults,
to be honest.
Poopy face.
Like, they honestly are way better.
No,
yeah.
They're
silly.
Dude, imagine you meet a girl that's mean and you're like, okay, poopy face.
Dude, I'm gonna start saying that.
If a girl like pushes you or something, you're like, okay, poopy face. Just do your thing, poopy face.
At least I don't have a poopy face.
Yeah. That's like such a like that. A 2000s mean girl
no,
comment.
No,
literally is. Like, you would see that in a Disney show.
No,
oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
I love no. that. Oh, that was so
yeah.
cute. Do you want to do the last
yeah,
song?
Yeah, dude, I'm
special
so
feature?
Excited.
I'm just, like, itching to do it right
dude,
now.
Me too, man.
Dude, last song. Give it
okay.
its intro.
All right. This song, I love this song so much. It's from Zootopia.
It's fabulous.
I am a huge Zootopia fan. Mm-hmm. My dream is to be casted in Zootopia as a pigeon, because I feel like they're like an animal you would see in like a city.
Dude, I kid yeah. you not.
Dude,
like,
and I'm not gonna
seen
lie,
a single
like,
bird in
dude,
that.
Have you been to New York City?
No, I'm not seeing a single bird in Zootopia.
Dude, so I'll be the first. Birds exist. There's so many birds, and there's gotta
birds
be a bird in Zootopia.
And like, pigeons used to be doves, so like, you know, like it fits.
Yeah.
Right. And pigeon is, I feel like a common like person you'd meet down the street if you
it
were
is.
Living in Zootopia.
It
so like,
is. Oh yeah,
I
love.
I feel like it'd be common enough that it would make sense, but also like,
dude, pigeon's backstory is just so sad. Have
dude,
you like,
I know.
Heard about that?
I have.
So sad.
R.I.P.
All right. Okay, I'm gonna play it now, guys.
All right.
Enjoy this. This is freaking the best song ever, dude. Ever.
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 I messed up tonight. I lost another fight. I messed to myself, but I'll just
No, it's We're still there. I lowered it a lot. You can hear the music. I just lowered it.
We're talking over the music to use time wisely.
Yes. So my question for this song, guys, love the song. Wish you could hear the whole thing, but you can hear it in the background.
Yeah, you can hear it.
Is what are some of your guys' biggest dreams, if you have any?
One sentence.
And if you like, this is like
Korea.
Yeah, you go.
Live in a cottage by a creek.
Your life dream?
Yep.
Okay.
Like that. Wait, I haven't even thought about it. Wait.
Okay, you have.
You go next. You go next.
Dude, my dream is to be like, you'd be a voice actor, be cast in Zootopia, like just live that life, dude. Like I want to be in the movies I want
to
be in.
Dude, I love that. Okay, my dream is to travel to almost every country. Eventually,
that's so
hopefully.
Nice. That's such a good.
And maybe hopefully live in at least 5.
Wow. Oh. That's so awesome. That's like a very
perfect
like
timing.
Yeah.
All done.
Yay!
Second to last
show over.
Does anyone want to live in my eco house with me?
Dude, yeah, low key, I'll drop by.
Yeah.
1 year maybe?
I would drop by too.
Don't even worry.
Don't even worry.
Okay,
guys.
Bye!
Bye, guys!
We'll miss you!
This was Starcross
Seniors. We'll miss you so much,
You're listening on WMUC Digital College Park. This is our second to last episode. I don't know if I'm going to be here next time because I have a final.
Say bye, Fizza. Say bye, Fizza.
So bye, Fizza. Maybe I'll be here. Let's see how it goes.
We also have our showcase on that day, so I don't know what the time is.
Yeah, dude, I don't know,
like,
man.
I cannot lie.
But I'm okay. Dude, yeah. So me and Rhea might not be here.
I may have to hold down fort.
Yeah.
I may just play like Doja Cat the whole time. I won't lie to you guys.
That's totally fine.
All right. Good work, team. Goodbye.
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 So sad.